Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to have some fun?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is seasons.
And our title is Fun in the Fall. Fun in the Fall. So, Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned about the fall, and one fun thing you can do is go apple picking.
That's right. Apple picking is a lot of fun. And today, we will learn more about this topic. But first, let's read it together. Here's Peter to help us.
Alex and Linda picked nice, fresh apples. They picked hard apples, not soft ones. Alex set them in a basket.Carefully. Linda made an apple pie. Maybe she can make a pumpkin pie next. Susie likes fall weather. She can see her breath in the air. She also loves fall holidays, and Ben does too. Thanksgiving is his favorite.
Fall is a wonderful season. You know, after I go apple picking,I usually cook lots of delicious food from the fresh apples.
Really? What kinds of foods can you make with apples?
I can make apple pancakes, applesauce, and apple bread. They are all so delicious.
Wow, and those sound really good. I hope you can make some of those things and bring it to work. I want to try.
Don't worry, I will bring some for you. And I'll bring some for Jack, too.Here he is to show us our keywords for today.
Hello, 秋天到了 ,Linda 和 Alex 一起去采新鲜的苹果。They picked many fresh apples. 形容词新鲜的就是 fresh. Linda 说苹果要采硬一点的。形容词硬的就是 hard. Look for hard apples. 不要挑软的苹果。软的就是 soft. Don't pick soft ones. Linda 利用采回来的苹果做了 apple pie, 苹果派。她说下个星期或许可以做一个南瓜派。Maybe she will make a pumpkin pie next week. 南瓜就是 pumpkin. 谈到了秋天 ,Ben 他最喜欢的秋天节目就是感恩节 ,Thanksgiving.Thanksgiving is his favorite holiday.
How do I pick a good apple?
Look for hard apples. A good apple should not be soft.
Okay.
After you pick an apple, set it in the basket. Don't drop it into the basket.
We need to pick the apples carefully.
That's right.
Okay.I can do that. How many do you want to pick?
Pick as many as you want to eat. Alex and Linda are at the apple orchard. Alex wants to know how to pick a good apple.
Linda helps him. She tells him to look for hard apples.Can you help us understand this word hard?
Sure. Well, did you ever feel a rock? Rocks are very hard, no matter how small or how big they are.
Yeah, well, you know, we're standing on the floor. The floor is pretty hard, too. You don't want to fall on the floor. So Linda tells Alex to look for hard apples. A good apple should not be soft.
When I think of the word soft, I think of my pillow, my blanket, and my cat's fur.
Pillows, sleeping bags, soft beds, those sound great, but not a soft apple. If it's soft, that means you might not want to eat it.
That's right. After you pick your apple, you should set it in the basket. Don't just drop it into the basket.
Well, if you ever set an apple in a basket, you probably do it carefully. You don't want to ruin the apple.
Yeah. Alex says we need to pick the apples carefully. And right now, we need to listen to Rebecca carefully. Here she is to help us.
Hey, everyone! Yes, it's grammar point time, and I know that you all are so excited. Well, if you want to say that you need to do something carefully, you can use this grammar point. For example, we need to write carefully, or she tries to do her homework carefully. Now, it's up to you to use it!
Thanks, Rebecca. So, friends, we need to drive carefully. And when you study English, make sure you do that carefully, too.
That's right, and we are always here to help you. Well, Alex wants to know how many apples they should pick.
Well, she says as many as you can eat or want to eat, and they cook a lot of things. Well, this is great. Let's find out more in Conversation B.
Hi, Ben.
Good morning, Linda. How was apple picking?
It was great. Alex and I picked 2 baskets of nice, fresh apples.
That's great.
I made an apple pie for the office.
Thanks. I love apple pie. Fall foods are my favorite part of the season.
Really? Maybe I'll make a pumpkin pie next week.
Ben wants to know how the apple picking went, so he asks Linda.
Linda loved apple picking. Both Linda and Alex picked 2 baskets of fresh apples. Hey, I think we need to go to Jack. He needs to tell us more about this.
Linda 说, Alex and I picked 2 baskets of nice fresh apples. 他们采了两篮又好又新鲜的苹果，所以两篮苹果就是 2 baskets of apples。这里的 basket 是篮子的意思，它算是一个单位量词。英文里呢有很多不同的单位量词，我们借此机会来复习一下吧。像是超市里的苹果大多是一袋一袋卖的，你就要说 a bag of apples。一盒巧克力就是 a box of chocolate。一瓶水 a bottle of water。一罐鲔鱼罐头就是 a can of tuna， 一瓶花生酱是 a jar of peanut butter， 一条面包 a loaf of bread， 一条牙膏是 a tube of toothpaste。 生活里的量词还有很多，以后有机会的话我们再来学更多的量词。
Thank you, Jack. 2 baskets of fresh apples? That's nothing. I think if we went apple picking, we'd pick twice as much, 3 times as much.
I agree, Peter. We can pick a lot of apples. Well, let's talk about the word fresh. If something is new or has just been made, it's fresh.
Right. You can buy fresh milk, fresh eggs, fresh bread. All these things are at the grocery store.
Linda made apple pie from the fresh apples. She made it for the people at the office.
I love apple pie.
I love apple pie.
I love apple pie. And that's today's calendar phrase.
I love apple pie.
I love apple pie.
我爱吃苹果派。
Something smells good.
I made an apple pie.
I love apple pie.
I used big red apples.
I love apple pie.
I baked it in the oven.
I love apple pie.
And then I ate it all.
You ate it all? Why?
I love apple pie.
I love apple pie.
I love apple pie.
我爱吃苹果派。
I love apple pie, and Ben does too. Fall foods are his favorite part of the season.
We learned that Linda might make a pumpkin pie next week. This right here is a pumpkin. Pumpkins are round.
Yes, and people make food from pumpkins.
That's right. You can make things like pumpkin bread, pumpkin seeds, and pumpkin soup. Do you guys like to eat foods made from pumpkins? If so, what kinds of foods?
All this talk of food, I'm getting hungry. I should go get a snack. You should too. You should too as well, because we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break. So, fall foods are here and Thanksgiving is coming. We always talk about the food, but what's the other and more important thing about Thanksgiving?
Well, the reason we celebrate Thanksgiving is because we are thankful for things that we have, like family and friends. It's a time to be thankful.
Yeah, and I see my whole family during Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite seasons. Well, let's learn more together. Here's conversation C.
Susie, what's your favorite thing about fall?
The weather. Summer is too hot, and winter is too cold.
Fall weather is perfect.
Yes, it's cool, and I can see my breath in the air.
The air feels cold and fresh when you breathe it.
I also love the holidays in the fall.
Yes. Thanksgiving is my favorite.
Me too.
Ben asks Susie what she likes best about the fall. She says the weather.
The weather. Okay, well, in the summer, the weather is hot. And in the winter, the weather is cold.
That's right. And right now, it is fall. The weather is nice and cool. Well, Ben thinks fall weather is perfect. I agree, Ben.
In the fall, it's cool. So you can see your breath in the air, especially in the morning. Well, here's Jack to tell us more about this. Hi, Jack.
我们来学两个很特别的字, breath and breathe.这两个字都是呼吸，一个是名词，一个是动词。Susie 说 ，And I can see my breath in the air. 我可以在空气中看到我呼出来的气。Breath 是名词，气息、呼吸的意思。Ben 说 ，The air feels cold and fresh when you breathe it. 你呼吸空气的时候，空气冷冷的，很新鲜。请你仔细听咯。When you breathe it, 这个 breathe 就是动词呼吸。这两个字长得这么像，差别只是字尾的 e。怎么样才不会混淆呢？我是这样记的，因为呼吸需要用力气，所以动词的呼吸就要用力一点，发长音的 e， 而且字尾也多一个 e， 念成 breathe。相反的，名词就少一个 e， breath。好，测验时间咯，请念出这个句子。再一句，换我念给你听。I'm out of breath. I can't breathe. 你都念对了吗？
Thank you very much, Jack. In the winter, it's very cold. If you breathe, you can see your breath. That's the air you're breathing out.
Susie also loves holidays in the fall.
Yeah, Ben's favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a holiday we celebrate in America.
We always celebrate it on the fourth Thursday in November. We remember all the things we are thankful for. So, Marie, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family, my friends, and my cat.
Oh, those are very good ones. I'm thankful for my family as well, and that we all have good health. You know, it's good to remember these things. Sometimes we forget.
That's right. On Thanksgiving, families get together and have a big dinner. There are lots of delicious desserts, too.
Oh, the desserts are the best. Well, after eating all that food, my family always goes for a walk together in the park. That's when we can talk to each other and digest a little bit.
Oh, that's really great, Peter. Well, right now we need to review our keywords. Friends, let's review together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Fresh. Fresh. The fruit is fresh. I just picked it.
Hard. Hard. The ball is hard.
Soft. Soft. The bed is very soft.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin. The pumpkins are big and orange.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. When do you celebrate Thanksgiving? Okay, friends, those are your key words. Make sure to be practicing those at home. And now we can take a look back at our conversations one more time.
How do I pick a good apple?
Look for hard apples. A good apple should not be soft.
Okay.
After you pick an apple, set it in the basket. Don't drop it into the basket.
We need to pick the apples carefully.
That's right.
Okay, I can do that. How many do you want to pick?
Pick as many as you want to eat. Hi, Ben.
Good morning, Linda.
How was apple picking?
It was great. Alex and I picked two baskets of nice, fresh apples.
That's great.
I made an apple pie for the office.
Thanks. I love apple pie.
Fall foods are my favorite part of the season.
Really? Maybe I'll make a pumpkin pie next week.
Susie,
what's your favorite thing about fall?
The weather. Summer is too hot, and winter is too cold.
Fall weather is perfect.
Yes, it's cool, and I can see my breath in the air.
The air feels cold and fresh when you breathe it.
I also love the holidays in the fall.
Yes, Thanksgiving is my favorite.
Me too!
Wow, picking apples was fun, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of fresh apples.
Hey, I can make an apple pie.
Yeah, and I can eat your apple pie.
Hey, tomorrow, why don't we pick pumpkins?
Hey, I have a better idea. Tomorrow, let's pick bananas.
Ginger, I told you before, we can't pick bananas in the fall.
Okay, let's pick pumpkins!
Yeah, and then later I can make pumpkin pie!
Yeah, and I can eat that pumpkin pie!
Yeah!
But I still like bananas better.
Hey Ginger, if you really want to pick bananas, we can go to the store and pick some up.
Yay, the grocery store!
Yeah!
Let's pick up bananas at the store!
Yeah!
Yay!
All right, no problem, Albert. I'll be there in a few minutes. Hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. My friend Albert just called me. His car is at the mechanic's shop, and he needs a ride to go pick it up. So he asked me to drive him. Do you ever ask your friends for help? What do you ask them to help you do? I love it when my friends ask me for help. I always feel good when I can help a friend. We all need help sometimes. Sometimes we are really busy or we have a lot of things to do. We need someone to help us get things done. For example, moving is a big job. You have to pack things in boxes. Then you have to carry the boxes out of the house and put them into a truck or a car. Then you need to drive everything to your new house and then put everything into the new house. It is a lot to do. When friends come to help, the job gets done faster and easier. Other times we are in trouble and we need someone to save us. For example, you might lock your keys in your car and you need someone to bring you an extra key. In times like these, you need help. It's not always easy to ask for help, but good friends enjoy helping us when they can. But remember, if we ask for help, we should be willing to help others too. If we are all kind to one another, the world can be a better place. So the sink. Okay, the sink is one. Hey everyone, this is my friend Albert. I drove him to pick up his car, and now he's going to help me. The sink is broken in my bathroom, and I need someone to help me fix it. Albert is good at fixing things, so he's going to take a look at it. It feels really great to help one another. Why don't you look for someone you can help today? I'll see you next time.
So Peter, where can people go to celebrate Thanksgiving in America?
Well, usually people go to their homes, but during the fall there are many beautiful places that you can go. I think many people go to New England, especially in the north, to see all the leaves change color. Or I like to go to the Rocky Mountains and see the aspen trees.
Ooh, the aspen trees. That sounds beautiful. I will have to go there one day. All right, friends, we had a lot of fun on today's show, and I hope you did too. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.